first of all, why don't you tell me about wrapping up the summer season, what kinds of things you did to end the summer season?
We had such a beautiful summer, and we had a wonderful program through Summer Rec this year. I haven't got the exact numbers, but an average of 15 to 20 kids a day were served through the program, and every year it expands a little bit more. We've got some great leadership there. Brianna Schilling and William Helgeson actually were the co-coordinators for us this summer. Kids had a great time. You know, they get to go horseback riding and golfing and gardening, and it goes on and on. What was really fun this year, I think, if there is something that was a real highlight, was the 4th of July parade. The kids decorated a float, and they got most patriotic. It was pretty exciting. They won $150. And so kind of keeping in the theme of what the 4th of July was about and the founding, you know, part of what a democracy is in our country and so forth, we asked them what they wanted to do with that money. And they chose to have an end of year on the last day on a Friday, a big picnic and kind of barbecue out at Shoemaker, and that was the way we finished up the season. But it was a terrific summer weather-wise, and the program went really well. So we're very happy about that.
For the past few summers, you've closed the rec facility for a while to do basic repairs. In the summer, you decided not to. How did that work out for you?
Well, traditionally, we have always closed for around 3 weeks in August for what we call pool maintenance, that building itself where the pool is housed and the recreation center. And then we would close the old community gym the following month in September for 2 to 3 weeks, depending upon how much maintenance needed to be done. We have a new director now, Amber Al-Haddad, and, you know, talking to the maintenance crew and between ourselves, we had, you know, quite a few of the community members have always said, do you really have to close for that long? And we decided this year we were going to try not to have to do that. And so even if we have some pool repairs to do and the pool's not available, we want to keep the rest of the facility open. And we'll just have to see how that goes this year. You know, if we're able to get everything done that we need to get done, but still provide our services and not have to close the doors, we're excited. So we'd love some feedback on that, and we'll see how it goes.
Looking forward to the fall, what have you got coming up on the Parks and Rec calendar?
Biggest thing for all of us going back to school this time of year is youth basketball. And ours is the first basketball program within the school system or the community that starts out. Third, fourth, fifth, and sixth graders. It is co-ed. This year and last year, we implemented a little bit different structure for the season to kind of more align ourselves with Petersburg, because we do an exchange at the end of the season where we get to go over there and play their fifth and sixth graders, and then they come over here. And we are going to be starting team selection on September 5th in the old gym at 6 o'clock. That usually runs for about a half an hour, and it's not like tryouts. Every child that wants to play gets an opportunity to play. It's more so the coaches can see the skill levels that are involved there, get an equalize the team skill-wise as well as girls and boys. So there's no nerve-wracking to it. It's just, you know, come out, throw the ball around, dribble, see, you know, what they can do. And then we go down and we do our team selection. And then this year we'll be starting practices that following week on September 9th. And we always have what we call a jamboree, which is after a few weeks of practice. We do a Saturday, usually fairly early, say 10 to 1. And we do all the teams we have do a run through and get to play each other. It's a little kickoff for the season. So jamboree's the September 21st, and then our games will start on the 24th. We are going to do a little bit different this year. Coaches input from last year, because we shortened our season up to coincide and kind of match up with Petersburg, was that we probably need a little more court time. Practices are great, but until the kids actually put everything together with the skills and the court and the, you know, getting out there, the refs, all of the dynamics that go on. So we are going to be doing games Tuesdays and Thursdays nights like we always have traditionally, but we're also going to throw in Saturdays. So a little more play time this year, and we're excited about that. We're planning on finishing up before Thanksgiving with our regular season. And then our all-stars will get chosen, and then we'll go into practice and finish up before Christmas with our exchange with Petersburg.
So what is the all-star team? How do you choose them?
It is basically 10 girls and 10 boys from all teams that play. So if we have three teams, they have three teams to choose from. They don't just choose from their own team. They choose from all teams. And 10 of each get to play. And then, as I said, we go to Petersburg, or Petersburg comes here. And they do girls, they do boys, and then they do co-ed. It's really a lot of fun. And it's the one time the kids get to travel. So it's kind of a privilege to do that.